talk about another story that sort of passed us by late last week in the flurry of new COVID-19 stories. And that was the announcement that government has decided it is not going to extend the so-called Zimbabwean exemption permits any further. We're going to have a conversation today with Vusimusi Sibanda, who is the chairperson of the African Diaspora Global Network, to explain to us exactly what those permits are, for those who don't know the context here, and what the implications are of this decision that they won't be extended beyond the end of December. What does it mean for the 180,000 plus Zimbabweans who are living in South Africa and might be impacted by this? Vusimusi Sibanda, welcome to Cape Talk. Great to have you on the show this afternoon.
Good afternoon to your listeners, and thank you for inviting me.
It's a pleasure. I think for those who don't understand what the permits are, we need to just provide some context here, that they were first issued back in 2009 as sort of a special dispensation to people who were fleeing the turmoil in Zimbabwe at the time. Vusimusi, they've been extended several times since then, haven't they?
Indeed, they have been. I think, you know, we had the first extension in 2014 and then again in 2017. So basically, you know, from the first issue, there were two other extensions, and they have given legitimate residence, you know, to the holders for about 11 years now.
And how many people were issued with those permits? Do we have a sense of how many people are potentially affected by this move?
Yes, initially there were 295,000 applications and 245,000 were issued first in 2010. And then, as of 2018, when the last renewal was done, or extension rather, it's about 195 thereabouts were issued, but others were not collected. You know, I think for some reason or the other, about 195 applications were made and almost 180,000 plus over 180,000 were issued.
Okay, so it's a large number of people who are affected. Now, did the news that they're not going to be extended beyond December come as a surprise?
Well, look, it did, especially considering the fact that, you know, government had not communicated anything up to about November. You will appreciate that, you know, there was panic already, you know, from some time in June, you know, when the government had not said anything, because the process of extension often takes a lot longer. But obviously, you know, when this happened, people just were reminded of what happened in 2017, when some ended up getting their permits end of 2018 to 2019 because of the backlog. And that was what the concern for people was, because, you know, in 2017, it happened a bit late, in about September, October, and the finalization took over a year to take place, to the extent that people had to use the receipts, you know, for application at workplaces or to travel. Yeah. But that was not ideal, you know, in the workplace and for the banks, because, you know, it was uncertain. The mere fact that you have applied for an extension does not guarantee that you will be given that, you know, that extension. So as a result, you know, that was the issue that, you know, people were concerned.
What is the immediate impact of this news that it won't be extended beyond December? Vusimusi, does it mean that all 180,000 of those people are going to be required to leave the country at the end of December? Or is there an interim step that they can take to extend their presence here?
Well, the government, you know, cabinet actually announced that they'll give, you know, the holders, you know, 12 months, you know, basically to try and move, you know, to other, you know, general, you know, permits that are offered in the country, either work permits or other forms of, you know, visas. But now, what that in essence means, it has actually created more pandemonium, because we're looking at a situation where some of these people wanted to visit or some people want to travel, and they're unsure if they are able to travel or they'll come back or not, because there's no clarity. Yeah. And some people are giving information that says, look, if you get out of the country beyond the 31st of December, you'll not be admitted, because then you'll be taken as somebody that has gone out, you know, despite what you have. So we've got serious, you know, chaos in that particular area, because even when you say you are giving people a grace period, when they don't have a visa stuck in their permit or any documentation, it basically means that that person is completely disenfranchised from any economic activity, because a bank is not going to check somebody's word of mouth to say, yeah, but look, I'm living in a grace period, or an employer. So ultimately that means, you know, these are people that are in no man's land, where there is more chaos in their life than anything else.
Particularly of the timing, of course, Vusimusi, this is the time of year when many of those people would traditionally go home, visit family, and then want to come back to South Africa in the new year. and enjoy that 12 months grace period. But from what you're saying, many of them will be too scared to leave.
Very true. I mean, you know, you must remember that in 2018, when that extension, you know, basically happened, you know, I mean, the minister had at some stage, I think, to make a statement because, you know, people were even stopped at borders and they were even given days instead of just, you know, being stamped back as returning residents, you know, because by mere virtue of the receipts that they produced. So what basically is happening is right now, these people that only probably visited their families only in December are not going to be able to do that because these are people that are ordinarily resident and working in South Africa and only travel, you know, once during Christmas if they do travel at all.
So where to from here, Vusimusi? Is anybody planning resistance to this move or is anyone sort of rallying to try and get some kind of formal clarity on particularly the issue of travelling out of the country over festive season to come back again afterwards?
Well, look, the clarity, unfortunately, you know, we're hoping that maybe we'll get some of that clarity, you know, because the idea is that we'll try and write to the minister to find out what that position really means, you know, because we're having meetings, you know, just the whole of last week, you know, up to now to try and ascertain that was the way forward. And obviously, one of the issues that we might basically end up having to advise them if we haven't gotten anything is for people to stay put. But in terms of the visas, I mean, the permits themselves, we're also looking at, you know, basically rights that could have accrued as a result of these permits. And that, you know, in terms of, you know, the law, we might therefore need to approach the court so that, you know, we can get the court to unpack these rights, particularly in terms of PAGIA, which requires that, you know, if a decision is made that adversely affects, you know, a person, there must be a written reason, you know, an explanation to that individual. And obviously, I don't think that, you know, an announcement by cabinet, you know, to say we're no longer extending will suffice, you know, as that particular reason, because people would need to challenge, you know, that decision. And it would not really be appropriate just to say, you know, that decision can be challenged in a court of law based on a media statement, you know, without anything, you know, that's more formal and that should qualify, you know, as you know, that kind of communication and the written reasons as to why, you know, the government has decided to do that.
Dr. Vusimusi Sibanda, thank you so much. The chairperson of the African Diaspora Global Network, which is a human rights organization dealing mainly with immigration issues.